Monday, March 26th, Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack with Chase. This is After Hours. It's my mama's birthday today, too. Can we begin by saying happy birthday to my mama?
Mama Caddy.
Yes, yes. Cadillac Jack representing 470, where all the cool kids are now.
No, it's just because they ran out of 404 numbers, because that's mine, Allie Mack.
And Chase, that's me, 706.
You live in Midtown, but you have a 706 number.
That's right.
Which is the North Georgia Mountains, right?
Mm-hmm. Hiawassee.
We love you up there. Hiawassee and Ella J. What'd y'all do on Friday nights up there for high school football?
After the game, we'd burn some pallets and drink beer around the fire.
Like Varsity Blues.
That's right.
Can I say happy birthday to my mama? I'm kidding. I already have, y'all.
Happy Monday.
All right, here's what's going on today. Ooh. During After Hours. We had a great time with this morning. If you missed anything, this is where you get caught up. We'll start with Twitter Roulette, which is something we do where you just spin your social media. And where it stops, you have a discussion about what tweet you land on.
Yep, and it can be a little dangerous because you don't know what's going to happen.
This morning, though, certainly appropriate for Twitter Roulette. You'll hear all about it. Plus, March Madness, M-A-N-N-E-S-S, round...
6.
Yes.
But Luke Bryan is back for the 4th time. So I went a different route. Rather than grabbing a legend, I grabbed a newbie. And you got to see what happened.
You'll hear that during March Madness, during After Hours. The question finally answered. You'll also find out, how do I know if there's a warrant out for my arrest? Having this conversation since Thursday and Friday last week, and great entertaining stories, and people wanting to know, how do I know? I want to know. How do I know if there's some sort of warrant?
Obviously, nobody wants to go to jail for a speeding ticket from 10 years ago. So is there a way to check? We'll find out.
Officer Richie with the Alpharetta Police Department is going to be in to answer that question for everybody, and he's bringing his canine.
Her name's Radar.
Well,
Raider.
Radar. Raider. I'm her godfather, and I love her to death, and you might see her occasionally on my social media.
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Every other photo.
I bought her that little vest she wears.
Harness?
Yes, that thing. But Richie's been a friend for a long time, and everybody wants to know the answer. You'll hear it. How do I know if I have a warrant out for my arrest? And KB Caddy, a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. Did I score a half dozen wins in a row this morning?
You'll have to hear.
Category?
Knots and knots.
K-N-O-T-S.
Yeah, it's about Maren Morris tying the knot, so it's knots, K-N-O-T-S, and then N-O-T-S.
Let's start After Hours on demand with...
Guess my plot twist.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, 655. Good morning, Kix 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country hits. Here's what happens during...
Guess my plot twist.
Is Allie Mack shares a very personal story, and then we ask, what happened? The plot twist.
So I had my first vacation away with someone I'd been seeing for 2 months. So we went to Panama City Beach together, a new relationship. First night we go out, everything is perfect. And you know, when you go on vacation with someone, that's like the real meter, the tipping point, whether this is going to work out or not. So we'll call him Andy. Andy and I had a great night out the first night. Andy. And then the next day happened, woke up. Andy kept making excuses to leave the hotel room. He went to get breakfast. Andy went to go check out the gift shop. He went to go check out the beach.
Oh.
And he wanted to go see how the waves were. I just figured he was kind of fidgety, wanted to get up and get the day going.
So this is all happening before what time? I'm sorry.
Probably before 10 a.m.
Wow.
Just going in. Yeah,
Andy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wanted to sleep in, though. So I just figured he was more of an early riser. So one time Andy comes back to the hotel room and he says, I need to go to the hospital. And sure enough, he was very, very dead set in his ways. He said, I need to go to the hospital.
So, wait, you're on vacation with this guy. You dated 2 months, and you're in Panama City, and he is out just doing things in the morning.
Yes.
And then he comes in and says,
I need to go to the hospital. So, sure enough, he was very vague with any details of anything, but he was certain. So, we went and found an ER, and I was with him. I kept all his papers to himself. He was keeping all the symptoms
really?
To himself.
Oh.
And, I mean, in this hospital, though, in the lobby, they took him back. And in the lobby, they had all these murder mysteries on that I was watching. So I was okay just sitting in this lobby until the nurse came out and said, Andy wants you to come back and sit with him. It's like, okay. So I went back to his little partitioned hospital room.
Triage.
And he's got fluids going in. He's got an IV and okay. everything going on. And I'm so confused because he's still really not saying what's happening. And the doctor comes in. This is probably after 3 hours. And the doctor looks at him, looks at me, and says, Andy, I need to have a moment with you privately. And Andy squeezes my hand and says, anything you have to say to me, you can say in front of her. Okay.
Wow. Hang on. I love this.
Okay. What was his diagnosis? You have to guess my plot twist.
Chase is the guy that steers the ship. Chase, what you got? What do you think?
Well, I had a couple guesses, but it took a couple turns. So I was originally going to say something to do with drinking because Panama City.
Right.
That seems too easy. That's the low-hanging fruit. So we're just going to cross that off.
Okay.
Something that comes to mind. How old is this guy? Because does it have to do with, it reminds me of a commercial that if you have something longer than 4 hours, you should see a doctor.
No.
Did he take a little blue pill?
No, he did not.
Okay.
He did not.
There goes the fun in this story.
He rose early. Wasn't that part of your story?
Early riser.
Yes, indeed. Okay. Hi, it's Cadillac Jack, 659. I'm going to say that your plot twist is this, Allie Mack, that he was a drug addict.
Oh. Mm. Turn a little
him?
Dark.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you're coming and you're going, you didn't sleep all night, and you know, 10 o'clock, you said take me to the hospital. I mean, yes, Chase.
I know.
You know. You for sure know. Guess my plot twist with Allie Mack.
He had food poisoning and had the bubble guts.
That could be it, man. And we have no idea, by the way. We have no idea the end of the story, but we're going to hear it coming up during...
Guess my plot twist.
I have no idea what your plot twist is, and I want to know as bad as anybody. So, moment ago, Chase, who runs the ship here during the morning show, and myself took some guesses.
Took some shots in the dark here. Drinking too much was that's just too easy. So I scratched that, and I went with he took something for ED.
Mm.
And it had to go get things smoothed out.
That's Chase's guess.
Okay.
Cadillac, your guess?
I got to tell you, fidgety, up by 10, in and out, in and out, in and out. I think he was on drugs. I do. And here's why. I mean, he was peeking through the blinds. Were y'all in a condo or a hotel?
Hotel.
Okay. He was peeking through the blinds of the hotel. He wore the carpet out in front of the door looking through the peephole.
Smoking cigarettes inside.
So.
What's the plot twist?
I have no idea.
All right. He's squeezing my hand. Yep. The doctor's asked for a private moment.
Here we go.
And the doctor says...
He's pregnant.
Andy, you have a mild case of diarrhea.
Oh, bubble guts. I did say that.
Mild. However, I am not knocking this health issue whatsoever. I am not. This guy was committed. He spun it. Oh, I have food poisoning. Food poisoning. Here's the thing. We went out the night before. If you don't know what a hangover is, you can't date me. I'm sorry. You just can't. That's not going to work for me. So he turned it. He spun it into food poisoning, even demanded that the hotel give him a refund on his stay there because it was the Continental Breakfast that did it.
That bagel really, really will tear your stomach up.
That he was so committed to not telling me.
What, though? That he was hungover?
I don't think he understood what a hangover was. He was kind of into fitness, but so I think this was one of the first times he's ever had an embarrassing experience in front of someone.
He just took it too far.
Yeah. He just stuck to it. I am impressed with his commitment to this food poisoning story and the fact that we went to the hospital over this. He had to pay $500 just to cover up the fact that he needed to use the restroom. That's all it was.
Where was he going when he was in and out, in and out, in and out?
The hotel, like lobby bathroom.
Ah. Okay.
Yes.
So he didn't have like a case of the number twos. He had a case of the number threes.
Yeah.
And that's what it's just unbearable.
But a mild case, the doctor said. Yeah. A mild.
The lobby is definitely the place to go for couples. New couples.
Yes.
I went on vacation with my girlfriend and it's the same thing. Like, you know what? Let me go get us some more water. I'm...
And then you go down to the lobby?
We need ice.
Yeah.
Guess my plot twist, 712's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. Twitter roulette, Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, 623. We're just going to scroll our timelines and whatever.
Round and round it goes.
When it stops, we discuss the tweet. And here we go. 1, 2, 3. Scroll. Okay. All right. I don't even know who this guy is.
Uh-oh.
It's a verified account.
What's it say?
Michael Skolnick. S-K-O-L-N-I-K.
Okay. What does he have to say?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Emma Gonzalez, he writes on Twitter, has given two of the greatest speeches in American history. She's inspired a nation to aspire to our highest level of consciousness. I am in awe of her brilliant leadership, compassion, and courage. Okay. Michael Skolnick, referring to this weekend's events nationwide.
Right, the March for Our Lives.
Yes. Grab a piece of Emma Gonzalez. Her speech, if you didn't see it, we're going to give you just a moment of it. It truly was absolutely amazing. These kids, what they have done with this movement, would you call it that?
Absolutely a movement. Since the Parkland shooting, there's been a huge push from these students.
These kids are an inspiration. They are truly the hope of our world. And no matter what, you have to applaud and appreciate their spirit, because they just salute the youth that are making a real impact right now.
And there was one tweet I saw that really kind of made an impact on me, because I know this can be controversial, but they were asking you if you know, what have you done in the last 6 months to make a difference with all this? Me, nothing. Just applaud the kids, listen to the kids. They're doing what you taught them, asking adults for help. And that really is all this boils down to, is kids asking adults for help right now.
Downtown Atlanta, APD says they had 3 times the amount of people that they expected. They thought 10,000 would show up. 30,000 people showed up in downtown Atlanta. Plus, D.C. had a massive march. Nashville brought out Brad Paisley's wife, Kimberly Williams Paisley, and Sheryl Crow, who calls Nashville home. A lot of celebrities, but most importantly, the kids. There was a busload of kids from Atlanta that went to D.C.
Yeah, they went up to D.C. I know a lot of people that went up to D.C. to be a part of this.
Here's Emma Gonzalez. Something about her. When she first took to the stage in D.C., she waited 6 minutes until she spoke. Why?
That was the amount of time, the length of the shooting in Parkland, Florida. And she is one of the students from Parkland.
No one understood the extent of what had happened. No one could believe that there were bodies in that building waiting to be identified for over a day. No one knew that the people who were missing had stopped breathing long before any of us had even known that a code red had been called. No one could comprehend the devastating aftermath, or how far this would reach, or where this would go. For those who still can't comprehend because they refuse to, I'll tell you where it went. Right into the ground, 6 feet deep.
Strong, but so needed to be heard.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one, you know, this is a problem that's been going on for quite some time. One celebrity that showed up that I think we all kind of blank on, we forget about, Paul McCartney showed up.
In New York.
And yeah, he was marching right alongside those kids. So it was a big day.
The students from Parkland in Florida got to Washington, D.C., via Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots, and they flew on the Patriots' private jet.
Wow.
Just an amazing, amazing day to watch the youth, the future, making a real impact with the March for Our Lives over the weekend. So there seems to be this ball game. Or ball games going on around the nation. I saw a lot of it on television over the weekend.
Yeah, 60 Minutes was paused for a second last night.
Yes, which meant that Stormy Daniels, her visit with Anderson Cooper, ran a little late last night, got on CBS late last night. Google her if you don't know what I'm talking about. Probably not though it worked. Okay, so March Madness is what we're doing. M-A-N-N-E-S-S. Because if we say the word madness,
whoa,
I didn't say the word in front of it. I did not say the word in front of it. Y'all get so nervous, the two of you. I come to work every day just to see the expression I just saw on both of your faces.
I'm glad that's what gets you up in the morning.
So Luke Bryan is leading March Madness.
This is his 4th time back. He has taken down Keith Urban, Blake Shelton, Tim McGraw, all the big guns. So I had to take a different route. But first, let's get familiar with Luke Bryan's hits. I believe you know them all.
Country girl, shake it for me. And kiss tomorrow goodbye. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about
so
it,
clearly,
baby.
Luke Bryan is a huge favorite because he's a Georgia boy and we love our Georgia boy. So we're gonna try it again. little younger, coming in at 24 years old, from Lafayette, Georgia, the Justin Bieber of country music, because he got his start online, and his fans are rabid in the best way possible. It's Kane Brown.
Those same fans, by the way, are going to come at you for calling him the Justin Bieber of country
music. Everybody's talking about him like they just can't wait to go. And I mean that with, like, the most respect, because Justin Bieber got a start online, and so did Kane Brown, and they pushed their way onto radio. So congratulations to that. Okay, five calls says it all.
And it's not just about their look, their manness.
It's a scholarship pageant. There we go.
So it's the voice, it's the music, it's the artistry, it's the
charm,
lips and the cheeks and the
social
butts,
media,
all of
it.
That. All right, 404-741-1015, 8 o'clock. It is March Madness. Good morning, Kix 101.5.
Definitely Luke Bryan.
That's one for Luke.
Hi, Kane Brown, definitely.
Kane Brown.
Interesting.
Luke Bryan, Kane Brown, five calls says it all. Who are you voting for?
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, 2-1.
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown, it is tied.
Wow.
2-2.
Wow.
All right, five calls says it all. You are the determining vote right here.
Hang on. Wait, I'm nervous. Where do we go? One, you pick one. One, two. There's seven lines ringing.
Go with three. Go with three. Go with three.
Line three. All right.
You are the determining vote here. Kane Brown versus Luke Bryan. Five calls says it all. Who are you going with?
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. He wins for the fifth time in a row.
We have been having a conversation this time for the past couple of days, Allie Mack, about people that have gone to jail.
By accident.
Let us reset. Maybe you were not with us last week. Welcome back. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, Kix 101.5. These stories that have come from you are about when you suddenly get pulled over for speeding.
Right. And so maybe you have forgotten about a parking ticket or something in your past that you just never paid. Maybe you moved and you didn't get the notice about it. And then a warrant is out for your arrest. So you get pulled over today for speeding ticket and then you end up in cuffs.
You think your day is just going to be regular, normal. You're going to pick the kids up and carpool and bam, suddenly you are cuffed and getting a hot and three hots, as they call it, I think. Isn't that right, Officer Richie? What they call it?
Absolutely.
So, as I said on Friday, I invited my friend Officer Richie in from the Alpharetta Police Department. He is also a canine handler of my good friend Raider. I'm Raider's godfather. I like to brag on my girl.
She is beautiful.
Full-blooded, full-grown lab who is first and foremost a community outreach dog for North Fulton County. Explain that, Richie, if you don't mind, what that means to people first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely. So, she just softens my image. I take her everywhere I go and people see her and they want to pet her, and typically you can't pet a working dog, but you can pet Raider. And the whole idea behind it is to make me more approachable. So the more conversations that I can have with citizens, especially self-initiated, is best. And so that's her job, is to lure people in to give her a head scratch. And we build relationships in the community at the high school. She has two purposes at the high school, building relationships there, and then also making sure it's drug-free, because she is a single-purpose narcotics dog.
Which means, Allie Mack, as we saw just a moment ago with a demo here in the studio, she has a big nose and can sniff out anything that Officer Richie or anybody else is looking for, because you get called on from other agencies as well to come and assist and help out.
Yeah, absolutely. We have five working canines with our department. Three of them are assigned to patrol. They do interdiction, help the road, supplement the road officers. They can do bite work if someone flees and it's a serious enough crime. The dog can take them down. They can find lost children in the woods. They can find bad guys who ran from us. They do it all. And sometimes agencies next to us may not have a dog or not one that's available, and they'll call us and we can help them.
How did you go to jail?
By accident.
The question everybody has had, ourselves included, is how do you know if you get pulled over on a random day and they run your license and you got a warrant out? Is there any way to know in advance that you have something on your record? And that's the question we're going to continue our visit with Officer Richie coming up, and we're going to get the answer to that question everybody's asking. How can someone find out?
It's kind of hard. If you haven't paid a ticket and you get stopped, you should probably be concerned. But if you want to know, like with our department, and I can't speak for every department because everyone has different policies, but if you were to call our department and give them your information and say, hey, do I have a warrant? They're not going to give you that information over the phone for privacy reasons. So the only way you're going to be able to find out with us is you have to physically come in, speak with an officer, and ask for that information. And if you have a warrant, you're going to go to jail.
So you're really kind of rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice.
Yeah, the best way to do it, call around different police departments. Maybe they have a different policy. I know back in the day, we used to have our dispatchers would just say yes or no on the phone. They wouldn't tell you what it is, but you used to be able to call us, give us your information, and the dispatcher would say, yes, you do have a warrant, or no, you don't. But we don't do that anymore. So you might be able to do some calling around. Maybe someone will do that. But if you want to play it safe, just come in on a Saturday where you won't miss any work. Just roll the dice. And if you got that warrant, hopefully you'll be able to bond out within a few hours and won't miss any work. And the biggest part is you've taken care of it, because you'd much rather schedule it on your own time instead of getting pulled over with the kids in the car on the way to work. Then your car gets towed, then you got to pay that impound fee. So if you think you got a warrant, just come in on like a Saturday and get it taken care of. And maybe you don't even have one, and then you can enjoy your weekend.
Is there a way, hypothetically, we could set up like an amnesty day, like a partnership between Kix 101.5 and a police department?
Kind of like the library does.
Yeah, and just set up a day where everyone can go in, just get checked out, and just see if they have anything, and we're free and clear.
Y'all could set up a kiosk, Officer Richie, at the Alpharetta Police Department. People come in, swipe their license, and if it's red, then you have a warrant. If it's green, kind of like when you come back into the country through customs.
A lot of departments do something where they'll send you something in the mail that says, congratulations, you want a 55-inch flat-screen LED TV for free. Come to City Hall and pick it up. And then when they come and pick it up, they get locked up.
No way!
Visiting with Officer Richie from the Alpharetta Police Department, answering the question everybody's been asking since last week, and that is, how do you know if you have a warrant for your arrest? We appreciate you coming in very much. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you as a resident of Alpharetta and Milton and North Fulton. Thank you for all that you and your colleagues do. And this little girl right here on the floor named Raider stole my heart back in October when I met her for the first time, and she does amazing stuff. She truly does for the Alpharetta community and all of North Fulton. Community outreach, but also making sure that everybody's acting the way they should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys enjoyed the story and if you guys post some videos, you can follow her on Instagram too. It's ADPS_K9_Raider. And all of our other dogs have one too. They're the same format, ADPS_K9_Mattis. Then you have Drax, Carlo, and Xena.
We'll put all that information on the Cadillac Jack Mornings page at Kix1015.com. Thank you, Richard, for coming in. We appreciate it very much. Gimme Caddy is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. Get ready to play right now with the kids in the car as you head to school.
Gimme Caddy.
Play with yourself as you head to work.
Gimme Caddy.
Sign up to challenge me.
Gimme Caddy.
Caddy is the keyword to 68255. You gotta
be. Hey, Caddy, it's better to let someone think you're a fool than to open your mouth and prove it.
Not just prove it, but prove it.
Now, Cindy, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins.
Yep, yep.
And remember, all ties go to Caddy, because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called...
The Can Beat Caddy.
Did you just say Can Beat Caddy?
I said Can Beat.
Cindy, I got to tell you, if I take you down, which is highly likely, you're going to be eating some crow.
All right, today's category, Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd tied the knot over the weekend. You can text the word Mary to the number 68255 if you want to see their first wedding photo. Today's category, because of that, is knots and knots, like K-N-O-T-S and N-O-T-S. All right, it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions I'm about to ask you, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage, Cindy?
Caddy, leave the main stage.
I'll be right back. Kick your honey in 20 seconds, all right?
All right, he's almost out. There we go. Door is shut. Caddy is out in your 20 seconds. We'll start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
In what Thomas Rhett heartbreaking song does his love interest want a country wedding with not too many people?
Pass.
What country duo sings the Kix 101.5 hit How Not To?
Tim McGraw, Faith Hill.
What kind of TV show was Knots Landing?
Drama.
What type of flower grows longer than most?
Oh.
And that is timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here. Did he take his phone with him? Thank you for paying attention today.
Chase had to open the door for me. Follow my name in the hall. All right, I'm sorry, I'm here.
Caddy, Cindy from You Hardly got zero
right.
That means, Caddy, you have 20 seconds to get at least one right.
Yep. No problem.
Category is knots and knots. K-N-O-T-S and N-O-T-S.
Knots. Is that like Boy Scout knots?
K-N-O-T-S.
Yeah, okay.
Your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
Okay.
Here we go. In what Thomas Rhett heartbreaking song does his love interest want a country wedding with not too many people?
Marry Me.
What country duo sings the Kix 101.5 hit How Not To?
Pass.
What kind of TV show is Knots Landing?
Soap opera.
What type of flower grows longer than most?
Rose.
I couldn't just walk by and not say hi is a lyric you'll hear from what Cedartown country artist?
Sim Hunt.
That's timer.
Just in time.
But we got to go over all those wrong answers.
All right, should I sit down?
What country duo sings the Kix 101.5 hit How Not To?
I say Dan and Shay, maybe.
Dan and Shay.
Yeah.
Dan and Shay. And what type...
Oh, you got to go back and there's many? Okay.
What type of flower grows longer than most?
A dandelion.
A forget-me-not. That brings the tally to...
Uh-huh.
Cindy from UHarley got 0 right, and Caddy got 3 right.
Oh, wow. Not bad, Cadillac, huh?
My goodness.
That's a half dozen wins in a row.
So, Cindy, that means we can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
And I'm Cindy from UHarley. I can't be Caddy.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, you know, we play a little after 8. Cadillac, Jack, and Allie Mac, Kix 101.5. Half dozen in a row.
Yes, good job.
Oh, celebrate me. You'd like to play Can't Be Caddy? You want to play?
Celebrate me.
It's all about
Where's the internet? Give me internet and celebrate me.
We have a lot of fun. I hope that you you realize that and you hear that. And I hope you have fun with us. 5 to 10 is when we are with you and always on demand. Caddy, C-A-D-D-Y, is the keyword. Text to the number 68255. I double dog dare you to sign up to be a challenger for Can't Be Caddy, and you can sign up right now on your phone when you text that keyword.
How many more wins do you need before you start talking about this hashtag March to 10 wins?
About number set tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make the questions very difficult so that it will all come crashing down in 20 seconds.
Easter is another keyword, E-A-S-T-E-R, to the number 68255. Listen, the cutesy pictures of your kids on the Easter Bunny's lap are great, you know, ponytails and smiles and all that, but that's not what we're looking for.
We want the ones where they're terrified.
I mean, their eyes are popping out of their heads, and they are just kicking and screaming. Those are the photos we would like for you to post on the Kix 101.5 Facebook page. And if you want to see a few, truly, like you need to pick me up, go check these out. Keyword Easter, 68255, and you will realize that your kids are actually fantastic.
And while you're at it, grabbing that phone and texting things.
What you got?
You can also text the word Elton. Little Big Town did a tribute version of Rocket Man for Elton John's new tribute country album. So text the word Elton, E-L-T-O-N, to the number 68255 plus. Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd got married over the weekend. If you want to see the very first photo of their ceremony, text the word married, M-A-R-R-I-E-D, to the number 68255.
That's it. Have a fantastic day. We miss you terribly when we're not together, but won't be long until we are together again. 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Cadillac Jack.
I'm Allie Mack.
And got Chase over there.
Yep. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right. Kix 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country hits. After Hours is the podcast on demand.
The best show in the morning. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Kix 101.5.